This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Middlehauser, an ecologist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This week, I talk with Amanda Savoie about her research on seaweeds in the Arctic.
My name is Amanda Savoie. I'm a research scientist at the Canadian Museum of Nature in Ottawa in Canada, and I study seaweed biodiversity. I'm lucky to work at the museum where we have a really good collection of Arctic seaweeds, and that kind of piqued my interest in Arctic seaweeds in general. And luckily, I've had a few opportunities to travel to northern Norway and the Canadian Arctic to study the biodiversity of seaweeds found there.
Has there been much seaweed research in the areas that you've worked? Or is are you just one of the first seaweed researchers to work in these areas?
Yeah. In Norway, I would say there's more research because even far northern Norway is much warmer than in the Canadian Arctic, for example. So in Norway, there's been some, but not often as far north as we were working. But in the Canadian Arctic, especially where I've been working in Cambridge Bay, there's been very little seaweed research. In the 1970s, there was a scientist from the Canadian Museum of Nature who did some collections in the Canadian Arctic. He really traveled all over. He had a lot of helicopter time and was collecting in a lot of different places, but that was really the last survey of the sort of central Canadian Arctic, and that was in the 1970s.
Huh. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it was quite a long time ago, and with climate change and ocean acidification and ocean warming, we know that seaweeds are probably changing.
Yeah. From my knowledge of marine ecosystems, diversity is supposed to go up with decreasing temperature, of critters anyway, in the ocean. But seaweeds, it's like, would that be the opposite? Like, does diversity decrease the colder the water gets?
That's a good question. So in general, by the time you get to the Canadian Arctic and, the Arctic in general, diversity is less of marine macroalgae. And the flora of the Arctic is considered to be basically a subset of the flora of the North Atlantic. So it's less diverse because conditions are harsher and because seaweeds are photosynthetic. There's sort of the light regime in the Arctic is very challenging because in some places it's 24-hour sun in the summer and then it's 24-hour darkness in the winter. So photosynthetic organisms that live in the ocean in the Arctic have to really be adapted to the very kind of extreme light and dark cycles throughout the years.
I hadn't thought about that.
It's cool. And there's even the Arctic endemic kelp, Laminaria solidangula. It photosynthesizes in the summer and then all winter long where it's dark. And it's not only is it dark, but it's under, many feet of ice. It uses the photosynthate that it accumulated in the summer to grow its blades in the winter, which is very unusual and really cool.
Oh, that's wild.
And even though there's less diversity in the Arctic, that diversity is still not very well understood. So when we do surveys, even though there's less species overall than like here in Maine, for example, we're still finding species that haven't been described or haven't been reported before. And there's still like a lot of taxonomic work to do in the Arctic.
There must be a bunch of that because there've been so few researchers.
Yeah, exactly.
Up there, it's like in Maine, there's at least some folks who've been collecting over the past century.
Yeah. So there's just been so little collecting, and there's been a bit more collecting in the eastern Canadian Arctic, along Baffin Island, but it's still really small. We're talking a few papers, a few collectors.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.